The other day I was in a city and needed to get to the airport, so I pulled out my iPhone and I went to iMaps and it got me to the airport. I then checked my app on my phone and Expedia said that I was standing at the right gate in the right terminal and everything was okay. So I flew to Chicago for a changeover. When I got there, Expedia told me that I was at the wrong terminal and I needed to move to another terminal, so I dutifully moved to another terminal. But I realized I had enough time, so I opened Gate Guru on my phone to see if there was any vegan food in that particular terminal, and there was, so I had something to eat. I then flew to another city and decided we were going to go to a theme park, my daughter and I, so we went to the theme park, and when we got there, we downloaded an app that was a map of the theme park and told us where all the rides were and even gave us an idea of which ones were busiest, which of the rides and attractions were the busiest. That night, we decided we needed to stop by Target to pick up a few things. So when we got to Target, we couldn't find some stuff, looked around, couldn't find a person, but we downloaded a Target app that helped us find it within the store. Do you realize that I got lost is very soon going to go into the excuse hall of fame? We are rapidly reaching a point where no one on this planet will be physically lost at any time. You'll look at your phone, or more likely what my phone does, it warns me when I'm not where it is I think I'm supposed to be and tells me. We are the first generation in the world, in the history of the world, for which this is true. That at any given time we'll know where we are externally. Did you catch that? Internally, it's easier to get lost today than it ever has. There is more nonsense and histrionics on the internet and on television and everything else and everybody else trying to tell you what to think and trying to tell us what to believe. It's very easy to get lost. I was working on this project recently and I needed a map. I mean, a real map. When was the last time you had a real, honest-to-God map? I had to go to a bookstore, and you would have thought I was asking for a buggy whip. They sent me back into this dusty area back there, and I found a map. And I thought, you know, one day, there's not going to be any more maps. And then I realized there will always be maps. Maps don't go away. Maps get internalized. Marty and I took separate cars getting here this morning. When we go home, we'll take separate ways home. I like to meander back in the backwoods, and Marty likes to get straight there. No surprise. It's not, though, that we need maps to get there. We've internalized our maps. I don't even have to think about it. I know where I'm going. I know how I'm going to get there. And the map is inside of me. The same is true for her. The same is true for you in every area of your life. I've got a problem at work. Wait a minute, I have a map that gets me through this. I have a problem with my children. I'm having a problem in my life. Ideally, you have a map that means when you get here, turn here. Whatever you do, don't do this here. It's just a map that's inside of us. I don't know about you, but I'd like to get to a point where my maps are all set, and everything is good, and anything happens in my life, I just go, oh yeah, I'll just pull out this map and I'm good. But I've discovered that that's never going to happen, and I'll tell you why. One time I was asked to speak at a church in Quincy, Illinois. This was 15 years ago. And they gave me, at that time we had MapQuest, but we didn't have the phones with the iMap and everything, and so they had printed off MapQuest and mailed it to me. And they said, this will get you within 1/2 mile of the church. Well, 1/2 mile is easy, right? Somebody tells you, I can get you 386 miles, the last half mile's up to you, you'd feel pretty good, right? Well, the only challenge was that since MapQuest had updated, there had been a new development put in that half mile area. You ever been following one of your maps in your mind and all of a sudden there's a new development? Like your child doesn't want to do what you've always said? Or this person isn't going to respond that way? Or this isn't going to happen this way? It took me 40 minutes to go a half a mile. I had to meander through this development trying to figure out how to get to the other side, which is where the church was. And I literally walked in. I'd never spoken in this church before. Walked in and walked up and spoke because I was that late. They were so confident, God bless them, they were introducing me and I wasn't even on the scene. Isn't that great? We've all got maps. We've all got maps that get us closer. But if our maps aren't working, maybe it's time for us to look at new maps. If we're not where we want to be, we took the wrong map. If we want to go someplace different, we need to get a different map. Many of us are like the man who drove around aimlessly, lost for hours, but he wouldn't stop and ask for directions because he was making really good time. We're not going where we want to go, but man, we're making really good time. So how do we get a new map? Well, let's see. Lewis and Clark, probably one of the greatest map-making teams of all time. What did they do? How did they make a map? Well, the first thing they did was explore. So if you want to make a new map, the first thing you need to do is explore. There's a problem, though, with exploration, especially in Lewis and Clark's time. It takes a long time, and it's very dangerous. People would die in exploration. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, a wise person learns by the harms of others, a fool by his own. Why not let somebody else do the exploration for you? There's a lot of people out there doing personal and spiritual exploration and then writing books about it. You're looking at one of them. There are people all over who are doing this. Will Smith, when he spoke to the Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon one day, said that the secret to life is running and reading. He told the kids, the secret to life is running and reading. Running because you constantly have to face the voice in your head that says, no, you can't, and prove to it, yes, I can. And reading because there has never been a problem that a person has that somebody else probably hasn't already had the same problem and written about it. We live in a time where we can create new maps like that, but it's amazing how rarely we do. We sit there and go, I'm not where I want to be. And we take the trip again and we still go, I'm not where I want to be. Instead of getting a new map. Raise your hand if you've got an issue, maybe a few, that seem to just keep coming up in life, no matter, and I'll put my hand up first. Just seem to keep coming up. Whew. At least we know we got something to work on, right? It's job security. The other day, I was processing one of these particular issues in my life with Marty, and Marty pointed out something that I didn't realize about myself. You got things about yourself you don't realize that others do? Marty pointed out something, and I went, I never realized I did that. And she goes, yeah, and maybe that has something to do with such and such. And I went, wow. So you know what I did? I grabbed my iPhone. And I Googled whatever we came up with in that moment. And then I put the word book. And 8 books came up. And I read the reviews. And then I went to see which one was done on Audible. This all happened last Thursday. I've read two books, listened to them so far, and it's Sunday on this particular issue. If you need new maps, there are people out there loading YouTube down with ideas and things. You can Google the craziest things in the world, and somebody's going, I have the same problem. It's amazing. Usually it's thousands of people. I have the same problem. So whenever you can, let somebody else do the exploration. But let's say you can't find a map. Let's say you can't find somebody who's done an exploration, has created a map for you. Then how do you create your own map? Well, I want to give you an acronym, and the acronym is MAPS, M-A-P-S, which should be on our map, but I don't see it, and that's okay. You'll remember it for me. M-A-P-S, everybody please say that. M-A-P-S. The M stands for make a plan. Make a plan. Where do you really want to go? Most people, and I'll say this because I've been this way most of my life, most people don't ever go towards anything. They go away from everything. I don't like this, so I'm going to get away from that. This is okay for a while, and then I don't like this, so I'm going to get away from this. And they spend their lives moving away from instead of moving towards. Before a ship goes to sea, the captain at least decides, where are we going? So where are you going? Where are you going? In any particular area of your life, if you want to be a great parent, what does a great parent look like? Write it out on paper. If you want to be in a particular shape or whatever, or have a certain amount of money, write it down and make a plan. Make a plan. The M in MAPS stands for make a plan. The A stands for assess the weather. Assess the weather. Marty and I were sitting there the other day and we said, let's go out on our pontoon boat. And it was storming like crazy. Not a good time. But it's amazing how many times we decide, I'm going to start standing up for myself more, even at work, and then the boss shows up in a terrible mood, and we decide that's the moment we're going to do it. Once we make a plan, we assess the weather. We figure out what the conditions are. We figure out whether or not this is the time to do it. Warning, most people then become weather watchers. Oh, it's a little too sunny today. Oh, it's a little too rainy today. Oh, it's a little too cold today. And that moves us into the P in MAPS, which is progress every day. Move towards it. Do something towards what it is that you desire. Read something. Talk about it. Do something. Take a step. Whatever it is, move towards it. Because life is cumulative. If you've been doing yoga for a while, first of all, I just realized, can I just say something? I'm sitting here in half lotus. 2 years ago, there ain't no way I could do that without just going, ha, 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 or my knee would be up like this. Yoga is cumulative. Life is cumulative. When we progress a little bit every day, we move towards what it is we desire. The M stands for what? Make a plan. The A stands for?
Assess the weather.
Boy, y'all really are listening this morning. That's cool. The P stands for? Every day. And the S stands for? Seek guidance. Seek guidance. It's kind of funny. Sometimes we're like people that are going to make this really long trip, so we get into our car, and it's a complicated trip, so we set up our GPS, then we start driving and unplug the GPS. We make these big, complicated plans about what it is we would like to do in our lives, and then we don't stop to consider and ask other people who may have done it before us, or to ask, oh, I don't know, God, for guidance. I don't know squat about plants, but I want our house to look good. So I went to Lowe's the other day, and I'm standing there in the garden section, and we've got a number of shady spots, and I wanted to put some color in there. And there was this lady standing there holding what said a shade plant on it, and she was going, just grumping about this plant. And I went up to her, and she said, well, I don't know if this will live or die. And she started talking, and I said, well, you know, I don't know anything about plants, about shade plants, but I'm looking for some shade plants. And I start talking to her almost like she works at Lowe's. And what was interesting was this woman ended up knowing more about plants than anybody who worked at Lowe's. And at first, she was like, who is this irritating bald man talking to me? I could see it in her face. It's like, he's interrupting my day. And minutes later, she's going, well, then you can get one of these, and if you mix this with this and everything, and I'm pushing the cart along, and I've got a personal shopper at Lowe's. Because I asked guidance. Some of us, mostly us guys, are so bad at that. Other people are dying to tell us, dying to help us, wanting to. If you're a computer person and you've got a problem with a computer, there's always a bigger nerd that can not only help you, but wants to help you. If you're a cook or a parent or something, there's a bigger nerd out there who wants to help you. People enjoy helping you, so seek guidance. And the most important place to seek guidance is in here. You see, other people can give you guidance based on what is. If you ask for directions, somebody says, go up to this corner and turn left, go one block and turn right, because those are the streets that are. What Einstein called the unified field, what some people call universal intelligence, and what some people choose to default to as God, doesn't know what's present. God knows what's planned and can get you there in a much more direct way, because God knows what's coming rather than what is. And by God, I just mean universal intelligence. Your higher self, you yourself, you know when you just take time to listen. So if you can, let somebody else do the exploration for you. And if not, make a plan, assess the weather, progress every day, seek guidance. And remember that maps are made from people who've already been there. This is an actual map, and I have highlighted something on the legend there. It says, Hic sunt dragons. Do you know what that means? Here there be dragons. Cartographers, up until just a few hundred years ago, when you got to the edges of the known world, do you know what they said? There's monsters out there. Don't go this far. There's monsters out there. There's areas of your life that you've never evolved into because you or other people have told you, here there be dragons. You know what? Even when this was done, they knew that dragons were mythic figures just done to frighten people. Let's face our dragons and expand. There's a whole lot more great life out there to be enjoyed. Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, we give thanks for the maps that become the habits of our lives. We give thanks that we can then change these maps through the right application of our ideas and of our activities. We can truly expand and grow in new and wonderful ways. For that is the nature of living. And so it is. Amen. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes, or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.